This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Coming up, writing a real-life character for film and playing one, too. But first, as more severely wounded troops come home from Iraq and Afghanistan, rehabilitation specialists are encouraging them to be active by playing sports at the 27th Annual National Veterans Wheelchair Games taking place this week in Milwaukee. Many of the growing number of recently disabled vets are taking the advice seriously. Chuck Quirnbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
About 600 veterans have signed up for this summer's wheelchair games. At least two dozen of the athletes served in Iraq or Afghanistan. Some of those vets are showing a youthful, competitive spark.
What a play by an Operation Iraqi Freedom veteran from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Alan Lewis.
At a wheelchair basketball scrimmage, 26-year-old Army vet Alan Lewis forces his way down the lane and scores a basket. 4 years ago, a landmine in Iraq cost Lewis both of his legs below the knees. But Lewis says he's trying to show he still loves to compete.
This is my life now, and this is how I have to adjust to it and, you know, to continue to be competitive and still have that fire inside of me and keep burning it.
Some of the newer competitors in the wheelchair games are female. 47 women, a new high, are signed up. At the bowling alley, 37-year-old Army vet Deborah Donas of Puerto Rico reacts to missing some pins. Donas was hurt during training in Iraq and now only has partial use of her legs. But she hopes more injured women vets enter sports competitions.
Some women got injured in the Army. They got, like, scared if somebody gonna hurt them. In the sports, no. Whatever you want, or you can do it in the games.
That's the kind of enthusiasm embraced by the Department of Veterans Affairs, which helps stage the wheelchair games. VA Secretary Jim Nicholson says with more vets coming back injured from Iraq and Afghanistan, the new competitors are challenging the older ones.
Where some of these guys have been around here for years doing this, are seeing these new young athletes coming in, and so the competition level here is greatly stepped up as a result of these young veterans.
But while many here seem to enjoy the competition and the camaraderie, some of these young vets are quick to criticize the wars that have served to reinvigorate these games.
Mark!
All right.
Army vet Roberto Cruz of Tampa, Florida, is taking part in the discus competition. Cruz was shot by a sniper in Iraq 2 years ago and has only limited use of his legs. He says he doesn't like to hear talk that newly wounded vets improve the sporting events.
It will bother me that people will say that, like, it's better because it may bring, like, more competitors. I just want this war to be stopped, you know, because a lot of new guys, young kids, and everybody's getting killed and dying for nothing over there.
Veterans Administration officials are quick to say they have nothing to do with war policy, but the agency says if need be, future National Veterans Wheelchair Games will accommodate significantly more wounded U.S. military personnel. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quirnbach in Milwaukee.